They don't call them gaps. It's something. It's something new. Yeah. See, what else is it to call that? Well, maybe I'm thinking of something else.
Is gallus is what you heard when?
Yeah, but Frank never did wear gallus as much. Never did, I don't reckon.
Say if it was raining outside, what might you carry to hold over you?
Umbrella, a pair of soil.
Are they the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some call them pear soiled, and some of them are umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing that you'd put on a bed?
Your bedspread.
Uh-huh. What about something of... Okay, you mentioned a bedspread. Is that something that you would buy now? Or is that the same word that you used when you were growing up?
Well, no, we had counterpins then.
Uh-huh. What's that?
Well, that is a bedspread, but the bedspread is something like that.
Like what? Oh, yeah, a more modern.
Yeah, and counterpins is just what I've got in yonder. I've got about four or five of them bedspread.
What about something that would be pieced together?
Quilts. Mm-hmm. Yeah, quilts. It's pieced.
Do you ever remember?
Oh, yes, lots and lots of times. I always like to cut out pieces a day and then set out to the machine and sew.
Do you still make quilts?
No, I haven't made no quilts since I've been over here. I don't need them and I don't make them.
At the head of the bed, you'd put your head on a
pillow.
Okay, do you remember something that was about twice as long as a pillow?
And that's a bolster.
Uh-huh. How far did it go?
It just went all the way across the bed.
Uh-huh. Okay, and say if you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for the children, you might make a
bed down on the floor.
What would you call that?
Just a made down bed.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear a pallet?
Yes. I have seen people just get a quilt and go to bed on the floor. But I always put a quilt down, one of my old quilts. But I haven't had to make a bed down over here since I've been over here. I haven't got many little children now.
Yeah.
What's the bed? No, I'll put down two or three quilts. It won't be so hard, you know. It's just like a quilt. And I went to a house one time in West Tennessee, and the children didn't go to bed. They just went and got them a blanket or sheet or something thin and laid down on the floor. And I reckon that's the way they slept overnight. You know, it was summertime.
Must have been awfully hot.
Yeah. And I thought, well, goodness, said, don't worry about kids going to bed.
Yeah.
I'm going to break the snake in the back.